This is Carrie Cordova conducting an oral history interview of Celia Alvarez Munoz for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. This is session one and disc one, and today is February 7th, 2004. And with that introduction, we will go directly to our questions. Celia, maybe you could just start by telling me a little bit about your family background, when you were born, where you were born, and a little bit about your parents.
Well, I was born in El Paso in 1937, which is places me right in the Depression era. And my parents, Enriqueta Limon Alvarez, my dad, Frank or Francisco Pompa Alvarez, both first generation American born on my maternal side, second on my dad's maternal side too. My grandparents on my maternal side came from Jalisco, the state of Jalisco, and my paternal grandfather from the state of Chihuahua, city of Chihuahua. My paternal grandmother, Maria Pompa, was born right outside El Paso, in Las Pompas, they used to call that, that section. So, you know, that makes me third generation, a fraction of a third generation, you know, and American born. What else?
Well, I understand that one set of your grandparents you were very close to, or your grandmother in particular, which side was that?
It was my maternal grandmother.
Okay. The one from Jalisco.
The one from Jalisco, yes. I'd never met my grandfather. My grandfather died a couple of years before I was born. And so, being the time in history that it was, and the war interrupting, you know, my early years, I was raised by my my mother, my aunt, Guadalupe, and my aunt Guadalupe Gomez, my grandmother Damiana Esparza Limón. Damiana.
Damiana Esparza
Limón.
That's quite a name. It's beautiful.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Very strong. Yes.
And maybe you could just, I have the impression that she used to tell you a lot of stories, sort of. And in particular, maybe about the Mexican Revolution. Was that a significant story for you growing up?
Well, she had I think she had a gift for articulation. Very sensitive, very well read in religion. You know, she read daily, avidly. And had a, being the granddaughter, first granddaughter, I think had the second chance, you know, of raising, as all grandmothers do, and with more patience and more lyricism, you know, than with their own children. Having had eight children, you know, and four of them surviving, she must have been very busy, you know, during those that early time in history. So by the time I came around, grandfather wasn't around, and so maybe there was, you know, the beginning of some more, like an entrance to a more liberating period.